This is Ozarks at Large. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, this is our last conversation before the official start of summer, and you said you wanted to start talking about summer.
Well, yeah, because I'm not the biggest fan of film during the summertime.
You're not a big blockbuster guy.
Mm-mm. I don't necessarily need films that I leave the theater like not being able to hear from. Or I go see something else and I hear the entire, big movie next door.
Right. I digress, but that happened to me when I saw The Artist. I think it was next door to, of course, it's a very quiet movie for most of it. And next door was, I think it was Cowboys versus Aliens or something. Mm-hmm. And all you heard while you were watching this was what was
guns.
Happening. Yeah.
I did that with The Artist too, because they were showing Hugo next door,
which is a
reissue.
Movie.
And it was just so bizarre, But
so summer, not your favorite time for movies.
No, because it's normally not the best fare. But I do look back, and there have normally every summer or every other summer, there's a smaller film that comes forward that you just don't necessarily think about, but you do associate it with summer. And I think back to two prime examples, which are a couple of years ago, Little Miss Sunshine.
That's the one that comes to my mind.
Which came out of nowhere. And a lot of people now kind of roll their eyes and say it's forced sentimentality, but I think I just think it's so well done for what it is. And the other one that I often think of, which was a big, blockbuster financially, but it was a tiny movie, was My Big Fat Greek Wedding. That came out during the summer. Mm-hmm. And then you sometimes get surprises, like There's Something About Mary, which nobody really anticipated was going to be huge, or even Fahrenheit 9/11 came out in the summer, right around 4th of July, and it became a big movie.
Well, because there is that market. There are people who go to movies who don't want to see the big blockbusters but still want to go see a film. So if you can find that other audience.
Mm-hmm. It happened last year with The Help. And, mm-hmm. and of course, there for a while, the king of summer was Steven Spielberg. And so I love Jurassic Park. Mm-hmm. It provided us with something we don't. It was something new, and it was kind of a oh my gosh moment. And going back further, like E.T.
That's the one that I remember that being. I think I was in college when that came out, and that being something that everyone had to see.
I get kind of made fun of sometimes, maybe from on here, talking with you about my distaste for blockbusters. And it's not that I hate them. I like certain ones, I love, the Batman movies. When I was a kid, I loved Dick Tracy. Mm-hmm. I think that was a summer release, too. I can't remember.
Warren Beatty and Madonna.
Yeah, but for the most part, they're just kind of brainless. And I get that there's a point to that. I'm just saying, would you watch them 10, 15 years later? Do they stand up? And there are some summer movies that do that.
I think the danger is whenever you have one that critics like and that audiences love and spend hundreds of millions of dollars, like The Avengers, all that means is now you're going to have, 20 copycats.
Right.
And is that what we want?
Well, we don't necessarily have an original idea. That's the problem. And that's not just a summer problem. That's all year round.
All this being said, are there movies that you're looking forward to now that next weekend we're in summer?
I like everybody else, I want to see The Dark Knight.
Big movie.
And, my other half the other day said, well, what if it's terrible? And I said, it won't be. Christopher Nolan hasn't ever done anything. I'm not a big Inception fan, but a lot of people love it. There's a new Pixar movie, I think, coming out, which, they're kind of... Last year was kind of a miss for them with Cars 2, but they do normally have hits. But I don't know. I'm just not that excited about anything.
There will be something that surprises us. That's the guarantee.
Maybe towards the end of this summer something will come out that'll really surprise us. But
yeah,
we'll see.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com.